Julian Simon, Shin Mem, Steve Hay. So the Mechaber says, Muta Lirshaim Mitzipoyrim, a person is a pal that's permitted to make a rishime, an indentation, Mitzipoyrim, with a fingernail, ala seifam, and a seifam, k'moy sheroishmin lesimin. A person makes a rishime, he makes an indentation for a simin to know where he wants to start, or if there's a mistake. She'ein ze dover hamiskayim. This indentation that he makes with his fingernail is not something that will last. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar v'yesh machmirin bozem v'ayin b'bir halochem. Now in bir halochem he explains as follows. The svore of the Mechaber is that the Mechaber holds there is a shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a chiyuv of roishim. There's a chiyuv of making different types of signs of sritas as a simen. And that's Achiyam Dirai. So that is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Kaisiv is also Chayim Al-Sroishim. That means it's irrelevant if a person is making a simen or is making a noise. But this is just showing us something, and this is also Al-Sroishman. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is very interesting. Rabbi Yossi holds, if the chiyuv of writing is making a roishim, so there it's irrelevant if he makes it with his right hand or with his left hand. That means the whole chiyuv is of roishim. That is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. The Bir Aloche explains that the Mechaber held, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, number one. So if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so the chiyuv, there's no chiyuv of roishim. There's only a chiyuv of kaysev, of writing, but not of roishim. Roishim is also midarabono. To make a roishim, a sign, that's a srita, a line, a dot, that's only also midarabono. Number one. And number two, so since it's a dovo she'enai miskayim, it won't last too long. So we have here two sibis. Number one, it's not an ois. Number two, it's only a srite, a line. And number two, it won't last too long. So therefore, the Mechaber holds that this is mutar. Fine. This is pshat in the Mechaber. He brings down that other poiskim paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Other paskin paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so now a roishim is also min ha-Torah. That's if a dovo she'enai miskayim, so it's also min ha-Rabbonim. So that is the svore of other paskin. And in Bir Halochim, he brings it down that the Knesset HaGdoila wrote, Loi lirei shamayim lahachma bozer. A person is a yirei shamayim, he should be machma like the shittes, a shittes el zorua, that we paskel like Rabbi Yossi, so a roishim is also min ha-Torah, so a dovo she'enai miskayim is also min ha-Rabbonim. So that is pshat, so now we know pshat in the first Mishnah Berurah. Mutar v'yesh machmirim, but the others are machma, and the reason is because they pass Pesachim like Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, it's only a Darabonim, only because it's a Dover Sheinim Miskayim, which is just like Ksive, and the Dover Sheinim Miskayim is also Midarabonon, so Aroshim, that Sheinim Miskayim is also also Midarabonon. V'ayim b'bir alochim, what the smore of the Mechabas, that we don't paskelate Rabbi Yossi, so therefore, the whole Roshim is a Darabonon, and since it's Einai Miskayim, so it's Mutal Legamri. Lirshoim, Batsipoyim, to make a Rishime, to make a mark, with a fingernail. Vidavke rishime ke'en kav ba'alme lizikorin. So the mechaber was only matter, I'm making a line with my fingernail. Lizikorin, he should remember, sheyesh boze eze toy seifer. He makes that there's a mistake over here. He should remember that there's a mistake. Umishum deloy choshim ksav klal belavochi. That means it is not a ksav. It's only a line, which is only also midarabonim. Avo lasois kimin ois, but if a person will make an ois, vaday also afilu bois achas, he's going to make an ois, so this is a koisev, and one ois is also min ha-toira al chatzi shir, so it's einei miskayim, so fine, so it's a koisev sheinei miskayim, that is also min rabbonim. So now the Mechaber said that this is permissible, because this is something which will not last. So the Mishnah Brura says, "V'davke b'klaf hakoshev." To say such a statement that a mark with a fingernail will not last, it matters where and what the mark was made on. So he said, "V'davke b'klaf hakoshev." We're speaking about that the indentation with his fingernail was made on a hard parchment. The bizmanom hoyu koisvim ala klaf. Avol al haniyol, but if you have a paper, and I'm going to make an indentation with my fingernail on a paper, also, the miskayimu, this will last. This is a mark which will last. So memele, so this is also midarabonim. So the mechaber was only speaking about a hard substance, a hard material, which the indentation will not last too long. Vidavke bitzipoyen. And the mechaber is very meduyik. He's speaking about you're making an indentation with a fingernail on a klaf, so he can say that's a davar she'einei miskayim. Avol im roishim be'eze kli, but if he'll have a kli, he'll have a knife, let's say, and he'll make the same line that he wants to remember that there's a mistake over here, or for a different reason he's making this indentation. Sha'oisa rishima amuka yoisa. This is making a more deeper indentation. This is not a fingernail. Af al klaf. So even though this indentation is being made on a parchment, ve'eitz also deminka heitev. This is one can recognize this indentation, umiskayim, and it will last. So this is also midarabonim. To mend the page.
Yes.
Miskayim, yeah, that's on the yore also.
Makes a permanent work on
state. What?
Makes a
permanent work on state. Yeah. Yeah, but now, if you bend the page, I'm just wondering, I don't know. Maybe there's a difference. I mean, if I'm making an indentation, so this is a loishim. That means I'm not making an ois. I'm making an indentation, which to make a loishim is also midarabonim. There's an issa midarabonim to make a loishim. To bend the page, really, I'm not interested in making the roishim. That means I just want to know which page this is.
Yeah.
For all practical purposes, if after I go to this page, and I'll turn it and there won't be any mark left, I'd also be happy. I don't need the mark over here. So it could be, even though when I bend the page, this is, I'm making an indentation, but could be this is muta. I don't know. But could be this is better than what we are speaking about. That's not called I'm making a rishimness. I want to remember to go to this page or whatever it is. So could be this is better. I don't know. I have to do some research, but could be this is better. Steve Voy, Rechut Shel Tviro Shen Niftach. We'll learn Merdike Halachas here. You have, let's say, we have a beged, two pieces of beged that were sewn together, and it was sewn with a thread. Now the thread got loose, and now these two pieces of beged separated. So I just go pull the thread, and now they come together. And I think the same thing with a button. The Shabbos speaks about a button. You have a loose button, and it's very unsightly. So go pull the thread, tightens the button. Also, lemoschoi. So one is not permitted to pull the thread, to tighten it. Mishum toifel. This is similar to sewing. So this is also als sewing. Now, or the same thing, others say you have, let's say you have a sefer that was bound with string or thread, and somehow it got loose. I just want to pull it to tighten it. So it seems this is an innocent action, but it is far from innocent. I know. Shenis baldu shtei chatichais abeged zumizu. Now, two sides of the bag, the two pieces of material, and they separated. The mitzas, the chutei hatvizois nimshochim. Now the threads which connected the two sides are like separating. He just wants to pull the roish, the top of the thread, kidei lahadek, to tighten ulechaber, and to make it tighter. Mishum toifel. So this is also al toifel. Now, but if a person does this, chayiv chatos, this is a teifa di eiraisa. So one can be a teifa without a needle and thread, just by pulling the thread, one can be a teisha. V'hu she'osa hakesha lipsayif. But that what he's chayiv min ha'toyre al tzteifem, teifem is I am connecting two pieces of material together through the process of sewing. But I have to do something that I will ensure that it will remain together. What will prevent it from separating again? So he says, "V'hu she'osa hakesha lebisayif." He made a knot at the end to ensure that it won't open up. Afilo eine shel kayoma. He did not make a kesha shel kayoma. If he would have made a kesha shel kayoma, so then he was a double chilul Shabbos. He did two melachos. He made teifa and kesha. But he made a kesha sheni shel kayoma. Avo beloy kesha klal. But without making any knot, so what is the halacha? Potter. So he's potter from achatos, but it's also min rabbonon. So that means just pulling this thread to tighten the button, the way we said, or to bring together the two pieces of material is also min rabbonon. That is, if you had two tefiras, v'im yispoldu sholosh tefiras, if you had three stitches, u'misochon, and he tightened it, chayev af b'loy kesher. It seems with three stitches, by tightening it alone, it will hold. And then, so that's chayiv as teifa. Winding around also by the button, l'chayim, would also be the same thing, because I'm ensuring it now, it shouldn't open up. L'chayim, pulling it should be also mid rabbanan. So winding it around, l'chayim can make it also mid rabbanan. V'agav levayer k'tzas din teifa. Let's explain about teifa. Ha'teifa shtei tefirais. A person sowed two tefiras. That means it's one's in and one's out. Shtei tefiras chayiv. So he's chayiv. V'hu shekosha Roshei Achut Mikan O Mikan Kedei Shalai Tishmait Afilu Laihoye Shal Kayomo. That with two tefiras, this can very easily open up. So he's chayiv if he made a kesha on both sides to ensure they won't open up. But this is a kesha she'eni shal kayomo. V'imohoyo shal kayomo Chayev gam mishum koishel. V'chol zeh le'inyin chiyuvo, that I have to ensure that it will be permanent. Aval inyin yisure yesh oimim da'osa v'afilu lo'yosa kesha klal. Without any kesha, two tefiras is also midarabonam. Now, before we go further, this show he brings down a shayla about stitches. Stitches is a malacha of teifa. It's beguf ha'adam. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is. He says a few halachas. Now, if we have a cut, a deep cut, which the purpose of the cut is That means the purpose of the stitches is to prevent infection. If there'll be an infection, this could be a chile sheyesh b'yisakone. So then there's no shaila. So the stitching is to prevent a sakone. So then one is permitted. But then the shaila will be as follows. Let's say that I have the person has a cut, and if it won't be stitched in Shabbos, it's a shaila b'sakone. To make sure there will not be a sakone, 5 stitches are sufficient. But if I only make 5 stitches, it will be a very unpleasant scar. If I make 2 more stitches, then it'll be, I will name this unpleasant scar. Is it permitted to be massive, the stitches? So it's very interesting. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to compare this. We had Hilchos Mila, Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin Es HaMila. That means in the mitzvah of Mila, there's certain oiras which have to be cut off. That's a chelik of mitzvah's Mila, and there's other skins that are not ma'akev. And the halacha is that kol zman, I'm in the process of making the mila, I can be goymer it. If I stopped, and now I want to come back and be cut off those seats, and that's awesome. So he wants to be mitzvahed, so that's by mitzvah's mila we have. The tzitzin she'einam ma'akvin asamila is not doish l'shabbos, but it seems kol zman, I'm in the process of mila, I can be going with the mila, and there's a head of shul shabbos. I mean, that's a doish l'shabbos, so he wanted to compare this. So I'm also, the 5 stitches that I am doing, this is doish l'shabbos, this is sakonas nevoshes. In the process of the stitching, if I want to be gaima, could be, this is mutter, he wants, could be it's mutter, he doesn't say for clearly, if he says, is mitzadet, it's mutter, ramnissan karelis asos. That's one deal. Now, that's what we're speaking about. If we're making the stitches, so then there's a shaila. But what is, if it's not a deep cut, and there's no shaila of sakone, but there's a shaila, you have a young girl that has a bad cut on her face, and if you will not make these stitches now in Shabbos, could be very emotionally painful for her. She'll have a scar the rest of her life. It could be difficult for Shidduchim. So, Shlomo Zalman says, for ye to do it, it cannot find a heter for you to do it. He sympathizes with the fell over a story with the Chofetz Chaim. He once met with someone who owned a factory. The factory was working on Shabbos, and he came over to the Chofetz Chaim, wanted to give him shalom, and the Chofetz Chaim said, how can I shake the hand of a person who's Mechalel Shabbos? Because he was talking with the person. The person says, Rebbe, I'm coming to shame Shabbos. I'm going to shut the factory. But this week it's very difficult. Start from next week. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, listen, if it would be my Shabbos, I agree with you, but it's not my Shabbos. It's the Rebbeinu Shlomo Shabbos, so I can't be mounted this week either. So that's what the Rav Shlomo Zalman says. It's a difficult situation, but for a Yid to do it, he doesn't find that. But he is Mata with a goy, which is also not so possible. Now, he is Mesupik. This stitching a person, if this is a Teufel of the Eireis, he doesn't know clearly. Maybe yes, maybe no, it's a Suffolk the Eireis. Now, Suffolk the Eireis is also a Suffolk. With a goy, and it's a Hefsin Marube, that's there he's making with a goy. Then he says something else. He wants to be making, not with stitches. Says if a person will take a butterfly to hold the two pieces together, so he says, could be this is not a maaseh tefirim. This is all I'm doing is I want to make sure it shouldn't separate, but not that I'm. I mean, the Band-Aid is only accomplishing that the two sides of the cut should not separate. What? Okay, that's this thing, which is a Al Kaponim, if you can get a hold of a goy, would be a very good thing. And then he's making of this. What? With the glue. I don't know. He says, I think he's matter the glue also. I think he's matter the glue. He's matter three things, says the sewing he asks, but I think he's matter the glue. I think so. I don't know. He says it's not called teufa, that's called, because vermicin is azoi. It grows together by itself. That's what really happens. The sole thing we are doing is that it shouldn't separate, that it should not be able to. So, therefore, I think he's matter by the glue also. I think so. He says three things. One thing I couldn't figure out what he's talking about. Maybe he means, I don't know. Maybe he means a staple. Parfa, I don't know. Since I couldn't find exactly what that. He says three things that stitches his machna, but with glue could be he was makel. Now, let us go a little further. Now, Avolinian Isura Yesh Oimrim Daosa Afilu Layosa Kesha Klau. Baal Kain. Now we're going to have a very, very debatable Kovanasano. Baal Kain. Oison Anoshim Shetoshim Hakrais Ima Begib. Now, he just said like this. He said to make two trifois to go in and go out. So that means if I take a needle and thread and I'll go two trivis in and then out again. And that's how I'll be mechaber two things. So this is also midrabonos. He says, not, what about do this with a pin? I'm not doing this with a needle and thread. I'm doing this with a pin. I go in and out. Valkein oison hanoshim shetoichpin hakreis, a kreis is a pin, im abegit bemachat b'shtei tchifis, lav shapir obdi. They're not doing the proper thing. Kolben nesano. Now, so this Kolben nesano is speaking about a few things, which if we want to... He's speaking about a few things. One thing he's speaking about, let's say a woman has a pin, that's a tachshit, and she wants to put on the pin, she puts it two times, and she'll close it, it's Golgoth, he's talking about fellow without closing it. So I'm attaching this pin to the baguette with two trifis. That's one thing. The second thing, which is very much negeya, now we have pampers and this, but the Altezeiten, when there were diapers and diaper pins, so this was very much negeya, to attach the two sides of the diaper with a diaper pin with two trivis, and this was a safety pin, and it was, if I could catch it, this won't open up. This Kolben nesano is Moshe Diknegeya. Now, let us just say what the Poskim hold about this Kolben nesano. First of all, let's say the Bikula, the Chazanish was Mekel. The Chazanish says, That's not called tfirer. There's nothing to do with you sewing two things together. That's what he says. And then the Chazani says something even more. He says, really, if you look into the Kolben nesano, he said, the Kolben nesano did not mean to say it's also. He just wondered. He says the oilam is noyig leheta. He brings out the minig oilam and he asks, why is it that way? So the Chazani says, so if you look at the Kolben nesano properly, he says, we're speaking about the doyer of the Kolben nesano, that they were gedoyle hadoyers. And no one mattered an eyelash about these pins. And the door was Yirei Shemayim. All the Kolben nesano asked the Kasha, why is it that Oilam is Noig? That means he didn't say it's also. He couldn't understand it well. But not that that's how the Chazanish learned to start in the Kolben nesano. No, they're in and out. They were not in and out.
In and out, all things.
Yeah.
And remember, the
only
role
that there was to do it,
both sides, once.
Yeah, that's if you're going with the Kolben nesano, they're going what's after Kolben nesano. You don't have to be machma. Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, he brings down this Kolben nesano, and he says as follows. He says, the malacha of Teufa is, I want to make, what is the sphere? That means I have two pieces of material, I want to sew it together, and I want to make them one. That is Malachas Teufa. That is Malachas Teufa. He says, by a diaper, he says, not I want to make the two sides one. I want to attach this side to this side. It shouldn't separate. That is not Malachas Teufa. Malachas Teufa is something else. Malachas Teufa is that you have two if I sew it together, so it would become one. So I wanted, that is Malachi's type. So he says, by a diaper, he said, if it could be the Koban Nisana, would also be Moedim. By a pin that's a Tachshid, also he says, it's not Pashid, I want it to be one with the beggar. I want them to pinch and fall off the beggar. That means, let's say, if a person would want to, let's say, a beggar is torn, I want to hold it together with a safety pin, then we're coming into the Kolben Nisanel, and then we have these. He says, if a person wants to be machma, it could be machma, the Chazanishas, what shouldn't be machma? They bring down from Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv says, he says, if a person is rogel on the Mishnah Berurim, and he brings down the halacha, and he says, this person said it, so he says, you have to learn the Mishnah Berurim. He just said, I'm saying halacha, and this person said it. How I hold? I'm not committing myself that he holds like that. So Rabbi Yankiv also held that the Mishnah Berurim was not too keen about this issue. Al Kaponim, this is the Kolben Nisanu, which we have here Mikilim, the Chazanishas Mekel, Rabbi Moshe says, by a diaper, the Zicha Mokim to be Mekel, and one could be Mekel by a diaper pin. Or by such a pin also make it, and he holds one could be make. Oh, there are machmirim. There are machmirim also, I'm in Chesitzchot, fine. To staple two pieces of paper together, that they do say that is Sichet Teufel. That is the Malacha of Teufel. That's how one is mechabel, the two pieces of paper together. And that is also, this is much worse than the case of the Kolben Nisanel. Vim also sholesh tfiris. Now if a person, now we're going back to threads. You're sewing. Also sholesh tfiris, chayiv af beloy kesher, shem is kayemis at tfira, if you have three times going in and out. So this will be Niskayim, and this is Malachas Teufa. Steve Zayin. Oysom Shemahatkin Habgodim Soviv Zroye Seyim Ayidei Achut Shemoyschin Oysoy Umis Hadek. Also, Le Moschoy Ele Imkein Yiyu anikovim, rchovim, ktsas, umesukonim, betfire, beigol. Now, let us just see the first Mishnah Berurah. Oison shemahatkin. Now, people used to have sleeves. It seems the sleeves were whitish. Now, in order, when they put on the beged, they wanted to tighten the sleeves. So there was, let's speak about a tzir that is also. So you had, let's say before Shabbos, you put in a needle with thread, and you made stitches around the sleeve, but you didn't pull it yet. And then when it came Shabbos, I pulled the needle or I pulled the thread, and now the sleeve tightened. So now, Oison Shemes Mahatkin Habgodim Soviv Zroyeseyim. We just said before, one is not permitted to pull a thread to tighten that. We were speaking about two pieces of beged which separated. Now, here we're speaking about one sleeve, but I want to tighten the sleeve. Shemahatkin abgodim soviv zroyeseyim al yidei hachut, shemoyschin oisoi, they pull the chut, umisadek. Also, the moschoy, you're not allowed to pull it. So the mechaber is comparing this case to the previous case. Now, the Hilchos Shabbos asks a very pertinent question. The concept of sewing is, I have two pieces of material. I want to connect them. That's sewing. Here I have one piece of material. Now, one that should get a little crunched together, should get a little tighter. Where do we see b'chalal that there's such a concept of toira? Toira means I'm attaching two things together to make it one. It's one thing, I'm making it tighter. So, yes, this kasha, about kaponim, we have to understand the mechaber, but the mechaber did seem to ask this. Okay. Elohim came, but he says, but it's not always also. You can have your fancy sleeves under, if you have two conditions. Elim kain you an nekovim zechovim k'tas. That means you have there a thread that goes through holes, and you're going to pull the thread. You're going to pull the thread to tighten the sleeve. The holes should be wider than the thread. That means it should be something similar to a shoelace that you so here you're lacing the thread, you have holes in the beggin, and this thread is put into the holes. It's not like when you're sewing that you only have the hole is the size of the thread. No, you should have a wider hole. Number one. Umisukonem bitfile. And number two, these holes, you should sew around the holes that we see it's like an opening. Just like we put in the tzitzis, so the neck of the beggin of the tzitzis, they sew around the hole. So it's a hole with has like a border on it. So you should have, if you have a wide hole, and the hole has a border around it. That means it was sewn to the sides of the hole were sewn together. The eagle, so it's so this does not have any semblance to tefillah, and this is permissible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Rechovim ktsas, do'ozei nidoi meklal letoifel. Davikiman de machnis chosem belulois. This is just like you put hooks into loops. There is no semblance at all to sewing. Kivin the mesukin lozeh betmidis. That means it was made, these holes were made in the sleeve, lemoshoi, to tighten it, lahatkek shalayvshoi. When you put it on, after you put it on, you tighten the sleeves. V'chein l'rapoisek shalayvshoi lefoshto, when you want to take off the sleeve, you make it loose. So this is not considered taifa. Fine. So this is mutter. If we have these conditions, we have wide holes, and the holes are sewn around, then this is mutter. The main mahatkayofa, what is, now we can have a merdeka chumre, the main mahatkayofa, what if you're going to tighten this sleeve, but it's not going to be completely tight? That means this is semi-tight. And what did I accomplish with this? That I don't have to touch it anymore. I put it in my hand, I take it out. It is a sigh. I tighten the sleeve a little bit, but I don't have to open it and close it again. This is the size of the sleeve. I made a sleeve. It's not so wide. It's not so tight. This is the size. So in Shabbos, I'm going to make a sleeve, make it a certain diameter. And this is going to remain. And I have my, it's mine holes and thus. Venimlach lefomim leniche kach loilom. I'm going to leave it like this ready. This is good. I don't tighten it or untighten it. Shehu mehudi elafashi shemudik also lahaptoi b'shabbes. This is also to make in Shabbos. This is already has a similarity to tefillah. That means I fix the beged now. The sleeve has a certain size. I made it to a proper size. So then it'll be also. Now others, there's a machlekes in this, but others want to compare to put in a lining in the beged for the whole winter. If this is similar to this. Here I'm attaching, that means here, if I'm putting in something liquidous, that means this is going to remain like this, so somehow this is called taisa. Even I have all these milas. So others are machma to put in or to take out a lining, which will remain the whole winter. Others are mekel, others are machma. There's a machmirim in this. And mitfirim, sovim v'nekev. That means around the hole, it is sewn around. So it looks like, v'oz afilu achut tochu b'machat nekuvim. He says, if I made these wide holes and I sewed around the hole, and now I took a thread with a needle, and I have the thread with the needle, and I put it in all the holes, and I pull the thread with the needle. It's mutar shehu toli sham betmidis lachnis al yodim al nekovim. That means the thread with needle is always there. Shari vein by mishum tiltol kimin shamachet toli bamsil bebeged veinifred veimenu loilom. So that means this will be permissible if the they even have a thread with a needle, but lemaise this does not have a shayches to taifa.
These are lining strings to zip in.
Zip in. The buttoning, they wouldn't be my zipping in is, it's a little scary. Zipping in is a chibur. It's a little similar to this also. If I open a zipper, open up and down, is this gefährlich somehow, but to zip in the lining and to remain there, that means here we see a gewaltige kechumrim. The machabel said with the big holes, this is not considered sewing. But if I make a certain dimension, and this is what it's going to be, so that gives it a din sewing already. That means that what it's going to remain like that. That gives it a chesimus of sewing. So others are machma. I think Shmuel Vozner is machma. Others are machma. Not to blame a malkit Sunday. Yeah. Is that 11?
No.
Did you get 11?
Yes. But at some point, they wanted to know how things were come.
Let me give you the.